This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, this is your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen. The idea behind this program is to give you a connection to yourself, to the things about you that you may not always tap into. We all live busy lives. We all have wonderful, memorable moments in our lives. But I think too often, and I find this, frankly, many of the things that I do on the air are reflective of what's going on in my life. And I found during the course of my 40s and 50s to have been an especially important time for me figuring me out. I had never taken the time to figure me out. How many of you take time in your daily life to figure you out? Do you go to sources? Do you read? Or do you just ignore? Many people don't want to be in touch with themselves because they're afraid. More often than not, they're afraid of things like sickness and death. And I will tell you very honestly, I don't pull any punches. There were many years when I was, especially in my 30s, the 30s were probably the worst decade in my life. I was divorced early, married way too early, had children early, made them the focal point, but I didn't have good personal relationships. I didn't have, as it turned out, very good personal skills to have relationships. There are some people who might tell you that even now I don't have that, but I would probably argue that point. The 30s for me were a time of complete fear. It was nothing but reacting, not acting, and being afraid of what happens if I don't have any money, what happens if I don't have anybody to love me, what happens if I, whatever you can come up with. We all come up with the same things. And that leads to a fear of death. More often than not, people spend much of their time in fear of death. And why is it that we fear death? Mostly because we don't know anything about it. We have speculative stories that come down from people that pass myths and yarns around heaven and hell, and God will accept you when you die. And there are so many different philosophies, the reincarnation philosophy, which I actually happen to believe in. I think there are too many things that go on in our lives that go from one thing to the next, that we see people that we think we've known before, or we experience things, or we remember things, and we didn't have them happen to us in this life. And so it brings me around to a research study that is focused on death and whether or not we are afraid, or should we be afraid. This research suggests we ought not to be so afraid of death. The imagination, I remember I sort of engaged in this with my father when he was dying. I never really did with my mother. But my father at 88 came to me, and my father was not a passionate nor a demonstrative man. But I can remember he'd had a couple strokes by then. He died finally at the age of 91 of a stroke. But he came to me once in my kitchen. He just walked in, he looked at me, and this is a man that was a tough guy on the surface. He was very active all of his life, a strong physical man, but he was obviously afraid of what was going to happen. At this point in his life, he knew that he was coming close to the end of his life, and he was just completely afraid of what the future would hold for him. And, you know, because dying to him was something he couldn't wrap himself around. What happens to me when my body's dead? And many people think that dying is dreadful. However, these perceptions may not reflect reality according to this research study. Actually, there are two of them, two new studies, and in them, the people doing the research compared the experience of people facing imminent death with that of people imagining imminent death. So, real versus not real. Study one revealed that blog posts of near-death patients with cancer were more positive and less negative than the simulated blog posts of non-patients. And also that the patient's blog post became more positive as death neared was a part of the conclusion of the study. So that's study one. Study two reveals that the last words of death row inmates were more positive and less negative than the simulated last words of non-inmates. Also, these last words were less negative than poetry written by death row inmates. So, these results, it would seem to me, suggest that the experience of dying, even because of a terminal illness or execution, may be more pleasant than one might imagine. But you know what? You don't really know. How do you know? You have faith. You may have been brought up in a religious tradition that teaches you about the value of heaven and hell, and if you do what God says, then you'll go to heaven. If you are a bad person, you go to hell. I think it's more complex than that, frankly. I think that there is... But again, I said, I think. I don't know. I really and truly haven't a clue, and neither does anybody else. In a moment, I'm going to bring Uri Geller in to the conversation, because I think he would have, he and I have discussed this many times over the years, the reality of death, where you go, what does your intuition tell you about death. So, Uri Geller, up next on Your Hidden Power.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
16 past the hour, Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us, as is a regular event on this overview of what's going on with your mind, is Uri Geller, who is a fabulous friend, number one to me, but a fabulous friend to this program, fabulous friend to perhaps millions of people who have been influenced by Uri's thinking over the years. So you'll get a kick out of this, Uri. I think I'll post this also on Facebook. A friend of mine who worked for American Airlines for a number of years, who I knew 7-8 years ago, said she would never have known about Uri Geller if it were not for me. So a friend of hers, who is an agent, a ticket agent for American, sent this to her, and I'll just read it, and then we'll post it. The definition of a ticket agent: a superhuman with the patience of a saint, the herding ability of an Australian sheepdog, the ESP abilities of Uri Geller, the compassion of a psychoanalyst, and the tact of a diplomat. So, ESP, extrasensory perception, do you think that's your foremost identity, using ESP?
Well, I think that really I became very well known around the world for spoon bending. I originated spoon bending.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out with bending a spoon, no one has done it before me. So that became almost like my calling card, and that's what I managed to instill into world culture. If you remember the movie, The First Matrix, with Keanu Reeves, who is learning how to bend a spoon by a child, to Robert De Niro playing me, George Clooney played me. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of interesting examples of how my name was used, like now, this ticket agent. What's the definition of a ticket agent? But I can tell you that I find, because I have Google Alert for my name, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't find my name in some publication, lots of crossword puzzles, the New York Times, the Washington Post. So, you know, I'm very flattered, and I'm...
We missed what happened.
Foreign strange.
Ah, there he is. Okay. We missed you. We lost you for a second there. You said you were very flattered and then finished that sentence.
I'm very flattered and kind of honored that my name has become kind of synonymous, known with the extra, you know, powers of the mind, ESP. Because what is ESP? Extrasensory perception. It's also called the sixth sense. It can also be called a second sight. And it basically includes the reception of information not gained through the recognized physical senses, but sensed with the mind. And you and I have this between us all the time. All your listeners who are now listening into our conversation, they will all have stories of ESP, of telepathy, of something strange happening to them, like they think of someone that they haven't thought for 2 or 3 years, and that day they call them. The telephone rings and it's them, and they say, oh my God, I just thought about you today. Or that you go to a place that you've never been before, and suddenly the area or what you're looking at looks totally familiar, and you say, oh, this is deja vu. So all these psychic, little psychic experiences throughout our lives happen to all of us. And I think this is why I became so well known around the world, because people could identify with me. They say, oh, I also have ESP. Oh, I'm also psychic. Doug, do you know that about 75 to 80%, you can Google this, people in this world believe in ESP. They believe in angels.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They believe in psychokinesis. They believe in life after death.
I think all of those things, you and I believe in those things, and we've had many conversations about them, and that brings me around to something. We're going to pause for a few minutes, Jerry. I'd like you to stay with us for a while, because I want to discuss this research that's been done about death and dying, and whether people ought to be afraid of dying, of death. You and I are moving along, as is everybody else. There's probably less time left in our lives than what we've experienced so far. So, do we worry about it? I've come to a place where I'm not worried about it at all. And I think you probably are there too. But let's talk about it from the practical point of view of people who do have fear and how to get over it. 21 after the hour.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Change after the hour. By the way, the reference we made to the definition of a ticket agent appears on a T-shirt. And the T-shirt is still, you can buy these T-shirts. They're already found where to buy them. Where do you get them?
Where, Shippy, where did you find the T-shirts? I'm buying them up. I give them as gifts to friends.
Yeah, why not? It's cool.
It's called, what is it called, Shippy? It's called the Airline Employee Shop.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll send you a link.
But leave it to you to figure out how to get it. Good Lord.
Yeah, we're about to talk about death.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you there's a survey that came out, a couple of surveys, from near-death patients had cancer. They were more positive and less negative about dying. And the other study was death row inmates who were more positive and less negative about dying. Now, I don't know whether they're a good sample or not, but when you think about dying, when people ask you about dying, what do you say? About your own death or death in general?
Well, first of all, Doug, death marks the end of life, which is a very serious point. And death is probably one of the great certainties in life. We will all die. Someday we'll all die, and some of us will die in kind of ways out of our control, and most of us will be unaware of the moment of death itself. You know, here in Israel, you can't open the internet without seeing two motorcyclists died, accident killed five. I mean, it's crazy. So these people on impact die, which means that they were not aware of the moment of their death.
What does that mean?
Dying.
What do you think that means? You're not aware of it. You're breathing 1 minute and you're conscious, and the next minute you're not, and that's it.
Exactly. But let me just elaborate a little more about death. You can look at it. Death and dying can be approached in a very positive and healthy way, just as you now said off the air. You know, understanding that people differ in how they think about death and dying, and respecting those differences can promote a very peaceful death. Remember what I just said. And what I mean by that is that, of course, dying with your family around you, holding, their hands, you holding their hands, is amazing. That's the best exit that you can have. But you see, I am a huge believer that there is no death There's no such thing as death. Your spirit and your energy and your soul will not die. And I can prove that scientifically. Simply Google Albert Einstein, 1924. Go to his equation, scientific equation, E equals MC squared, where you will read and you will see the proof that energy cannot be destroyed. So one must ask the question that the moment of death, when you depart, what happens to that energy, to your soul and to your spirit? I believe we're catapulted into a different dimension in a split of a second, and we enter a different realm. I think we look alike, we stay alike, we will meet all our friends who are deceased, our pets, our dogs and cats and cows, and that's how I view death. This is why I have less fear of death, because I believe of its continuity. And I think you do too.
Yeah, I do. I've learned a lot, as I said earlier on, the last 30, 40 years of trying to understand myself and what was this thing called life, what's it all about, and why are you here? And it's hard to come up with reasons sometimes, but if you're worried about death, it seems to be a waste of time because you can't do anything about it anyway. You're going to die. So,
exactly. Doug, here in Tel Aviv, I visit a lot Schneider Children Hospital. And just 3 weeks ago, I visited a 16-year-old kid who was dying. And he died. And his parents were around him. Very, very sad.
All right, Uri, good to have you here. Uri Geller, his website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen. One of the things that is all of our tasks, we all need to understand that we don't need to understand everything. One of the things that's so hard about this life, and one of the reasons I wanted to do this focus on your hidden power, was to bring out in all of us the things that frustrate us, because many of us are frustrated by things we don't understand. Sometimes it's astrology, but the hidden, the sixth sense, or the hidden question, the hidden experiences that we have that sometimes we just don't understand. And overanalyzing your life, this is something that I have done, and our next presenter is somebody who's gotten to know me over the last couple of years, and she will tell you that what I just said is some... in some way, shape, or form is the way you might describe me. My friend and our friend, actually, astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy, says that the Scorpio in me, Mary, is what wants me. I'm a discoverer. I'm a detective. I want to know. I want to analyze. I want answers. And sometimes it's frustrating because you get with people who may not have the answers or may not want to talk about the answers, and so you frustrate yourself, and then there's that at that point you let it go, or you do as much as you can on your own, and then you forget about it, because there are many circumstances and many people that you confront in life, and I don't mean that as a negative, but people that you come across in your life that you have questions about that you don't understand, and they may not understand it, right? We don't all understand, most of us don't understand a lot of what goes on with us and in life. And isn't that what brings people to you? Mary O'Malley is a very good psychic scout. Her website, as a matter of fact, is called psychicscout.com, psychic, psychicscout.com. And so when people have questions, many of them are based on fear. And you may have heard me talking earlier with Uri Geller about the fear of death and this survey that suggests a lot of people who are dying with diseases or who know they're going to die are not really worried about it. Not that you can do much about it. Anyway, how many people do you think in the course, percentage-wise or otherwise, who come to visit you have a fear of death?
You know, once again, I kind of have the same experience. If they know, you know, I've worked with a few people that knew they were on their way out, mm-hmm. and they seem to be mostly at peace with it. The big thing they want to know is who's going to be there to greet them. Mm-hmm. So, and then others, you know, well, I don't want to die. Am I okay? Da 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 da. So I kind of experienced the same thing with my clients. If they knew that, you know, they were on their final moments, they seemed to be more at peace with it, but just more interested in who was going to greet them.
Would they change? Do you find that some people, if they are aware of it, we all need to be aware of it because we're all going to be taken out or go out or leave. There's not mm-hmm. any example of anyone I know that has gone and then come back again. You know, people are still waiting for Jesus to come back. So we come back, though. We do come back in another way. We come back with a different energy. If we believe in reincarnation, you have another life. I believe in it. I think the people that I know here, I've known for many of my past lives. You?
I think so, too. And it's, you know, validated every time I do a past life regression with someone. And I always ask, you know, who from that life is in your life today? Mm-hmm. And there's always an answer. You know, there's always some real clarity on how they interacted before in a lifetime. And so I think we do come back. You know, people say we come back in soul groups.
Tribes. I've heard it described as tribes. We come back in tribes.
As tribes.
Yeah.
But it makes sense, you know, if we're having different experiences together, that we're all growing through that. And it could be different parts of your own soul that you're interacting with, you know, where souls can pretty much be in many places at one time. So, you know, who knows?
Really, hold on a second. Explain that one. I haven't heard that one before. Your soul can be many places at the same time?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I participated in a regression where we had to find out what other experiences we were having on Earth at the same time. And I was like five other people at the same time.
Really?
It was the most amazing thing. And the information seemed so vivid, and one part of me had just died in a mudslide in South America, and when I went home, I turned on the news, and they were having horrible mudslides in South America. I was like, wow.
So let me understand this, because I've not heard this part. I've not heard this theory before. So you're suggesting that other people, there are a number of people who would share the same soul at the same time. Is that what
mm-hmm.
you're saying? Really?
Yes. Huh. Yeah. In fact, in 2 or 3 weeks, one of the classes that I'm having online is a regression into parallel lives. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to give that a try.
All right. So that's at yourpsychicscout.com. So,
yeah.
Now that makes me think about something that I've discussed. I even think I discussed it with you about people that you know that may be twin souls. There's the term soul mate. Then there's the term twin souls. And or is there what you're saying, if I hear you correctly, is that one soul may be in two bodies. Is that related to soul mate or twin souls, or is that yet another concept?
Spirit's telling me, no, it is another concept. It's a little different.
How so?
Give me a second.
Right. By the way, the hesitation, let me explain this because this is very important. When I ask Mary a question, she oftentimes hesitates for a few seconds because she's getting input from Spirit in order to answer the question. Because a lot of the questions I ask are things that are not necessarily technical, but things that are penetrating. Because otherwise, what good are these conversations if we can't get down into the nitty-gritty and penetrate through some of the veneers that come, frankly, from religion or come from what your parents told you or whatever the other obstructions are to you having a free mind. Anyway, is that fair for me to explain, Mary?
Sure, yes. It's a little hard to get the whole concept down, but they're telling me that, souls often come from the same source, and they split apart to have different experiences of themselves.
What is the, what would be the source? I'm not going to ask you because...
I know.
I'm trying to fill the dead air, which is my inclination, but I should be smart enough just to let it set for a second so you can get your answer.
Right, and I'll think about it and have a better answer for you next time. There, it's something like universal energy wants to have an experience of itself, and it creates itself as a soul, and then the soul parts split off. So I need a little more time to meditate on that one. I never asked that question before.
No, I would like to have an answer, yeah, because I think there are things that go on in our lives. Sometimes we see it in our children, or we see it in a spouse or a loved one. I certainly have seen it in the last 5 or 6 years in a way. The concept was mirroring, I think, that some people use, but seeing or experiencing something. And I even think, now that I'm into it, you said something about twin souls. It is frustrating because you can't always go down the street that you want to as you learn your lessons or have the experience that you're having.
It's interesting because I find that people want to believe that there's it's as simple as they have a twin soul, or it's as simple as they have a soul mate. And I think those are human words that we use to try to explain certain connections with people. I don't think it's that simple. A lot of times soulmates seem to come with lessons, a lesson that you have to learn. Anybody who's in your life and your life is difficult and you have to move through something to come to the other side actually could be considered a soulmate. They're there with you to help you walk through a certain experience or to create that experience for you.
Right.
So I always warn people, don't ask for a soulmate. Ask for a true love.
Well, then there's this whole business of fear and fear-based thinking. I'm afraid of this or I'm afraid of that, as to how it relates to relationships as well as to your individual existence. I'm afraid of dying. I'm afraid of getting... How many times do you hear people come to you, I'm afraid that I'm going to get sick, or I'm afraid... whatever, fill in the blank. People spend so much time in fear, and the biggest fear mode is, what happens when I die? Hey, what happens when you die is going to happen. It doesn't mean you're not going to stop it. If you live a healthy life and live a good life, you probably enjoy life here a little longer, but you're only postponing what's going to happen.
Are you there?
I am. Yes, I was waiting for you to get your spirit input. The business of... Go ahead.
Because you're fading out. I'm not hearing you.
All right. Let's pause it for a second, and we'll see if we can connect or recorrect. 14 minutes for the hour. People who are serious about their health are focused on Super Beets. This is the Super Beets 101. Super Beets will affect your blood pressure in a positive way. How does it work? It's nitric oxide coming to you from all-natural, non-GMO beets. They get dried, they get powdered, you get it in a canister, and if you haven't gotten in on the Super Beets movement, you can get a bonus 30-day supply free right now when you order online at DougLikesBeets.com. Or you call 800-655-4183. I cannot emphasize enough how amazing your energy will be and how good this is to get blood to every part of your body, your muscles, your brain, every single speck of your body taken care of better with good, strong blood flow that you get naturally from Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Order them online at DougLikesBeets.com.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on, while the efficient Niro Hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout, the intuitive, is here with us. We're talking about death and what people assume about death, the intuition. Maybe because we only use a certain portion of our brain, we can't really figure out, or it gets to be frustrating because maybe your brain, in a way, develops more after you moved on. We have lots of beliefs here that are restrictive, don't we? I mean, when you think about people and their religious beliefs or political beliefs or whatever their right. beliefs about life.
Yeah, it's so weird. And when you think that we're all souls, you know, and on the other side we have a little different experience or, you know, a bigger perspective of what's going on. And yet here as humans, it's like we're all actors in a play, you know, where we all have these different roles and different beliefs and things like that. I want to say when my dad passed, I was with him, and the moment he passed, I felt his hand on my shoulder and this sense of honor for being in his life, being at his passing. He was honoring me, and I didn't expect that, Doug.
No.
I didn't expect that, you know, the real touch from him. And
because of your relationship, because of your relationship with him during his life here, you mean? Is that why you didn't expect it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it was before I was opening my own metaphysical door. So when he touched me on the way out, touched me on the shoulder, and I felt it, and I knew it was him, and that sense of honor he gave me, it was quite a shock. It was even like I expected I'd be crying right away and grieving, but because he touched me in the way he did, I didn't have that experience. I had more of an experience of, oh, my God, he's still here, and he's telling me he's honoring me and, you know, the relationship we had. The grief didn't come right. Yeah. It was quite a while before I cried because I felt like he was still with me.
Well, I think he's probably still around, and people say that, but I think that energy is around who your guardian angels are, people that you've had in your life, etc. All right, so again, our thanks to Mary O'Malley. You go to psychicscout.com. If you would like to have a booked reading, you can get a $25 discount if you mention Doug or Good Day. Thanks, Mary.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Three after the hour now, it's time in Your Hidden Power to visit with astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is very easy to find at smbworks@earthlink.net. Set up a conversation with her, smbworks@earthlink.net. So we have a full moon this week. We have not only a full moon, but we have the eclipse. Mercury's going into retrograde, so.
Yes.
Yeah. So, let's talk about the full moon and the lunar eclipse first. It's in Aquarius, but it's in Leo. Explain what.
The sun is in Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And the moon, the full moon is in Aquarius. What happens is.
Isn't
every
that the
month,
opposite? Aquarius is the opposite.
That's
of
right.
Leo.
Aquarius
right?
is the opposite sign of Leo. So how it works is the sun, if for one whole month, is in the sign of Leo, and then through that month it travels through all the different signs, and it culminates in the sign it is opposite of, which is Aquarius. I know that might sound a little bit confusing, but what happens is there's this opposition between sun and moon. Then when there is a lunar eclipse, which is going on, lunar meaning moon, then it even adds more intensity to whatever that full moon is. And that's why at certain times of the year, it even gets a little more intense. And in the sign of Aquarius, It's all about creating some kind of a sense of freedom, because Aquarius looks for freedom, the ability to be myself and say what I need to say, and also a non-judgmental kind of justice for all environment. So that's what we're looking for right now.
The Aquarian, I'm not sure, is that the Aquarian or the Leo?
Yeah, that's the Aquarian.
Because it sounds like Leo to me.
Takes things a lot more personally.
Mm-hmm.
Leo is all about pride and dignity and generosity and looking how they can personally affect and use their creativity in some way in the world. Aquarius does it with a much more non-personal attachment. So their idea is more just to do it. They don't take it on, they don't take the result on personally, and it's more of a, as I'm saying, there's not as much of an attachment to the goal or to the how it sort of ends up at the end. So what we want to do is look at both of those and find a way to say, I can do this, I can say what I need to say, I can be my own person, and I can use the dignity, the loyalty of the Leo, and also the non-judgmental kind of detachment of the Aquarius. And that's really, if you were going to sum it up, that's what we can do. So we need to be leaders in our own life and have the courage of our convictions and do it in a way that is loving and kind and compassionate.
Leading our own life for us, in a manner of speaking, some people would consider that egotistical.
Yes.
Everything is about you.
And if we have to have egos. Our ego, you know, when we look at the word ego, people say ego equals egotistical, and it really doesn't. I mean, we all need to have somewhat of an ego, or we would be snails, you know. I mean, when we look at, that's what drives us, is our need to be who we are. That is not egotistical. You know, that is just embracing and expressing our personality. So it's important to do that. We want some of the Leo energy because they use that drive out in the world to get things done.
Get it done. To listen to previous or current podcasts of Your Hidden Power, have new podcasts delivered right to your smartphone, your tablet, or your other wireless devices, go to blogtalkradio.com/Your Hidden Power. All right, get the podcast from iTunes or anywhere podcasts are available, but blogtalkradio.com/Your Hidden Power gets you everything, all one word, Your Hidden Power. Thanks to Maria Francesca Trilogy at smbworks at earthlink.net.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.